Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's Keys to the Game at PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak. As the Bears meet the Seahawks out in the Pac Northwest, let's dig in. We have a lot to discuss. Let's start offensively. Overall, this will be as challenging a task as any the Bears will have this season. Few teams can argue their defense has been better than Seattle's the last two seasons, both ending in Super Bowl trips. Up front, the Bears have to block Michael Bennett. He is a disruptive presence and can ruin drives with his aggressive penetration against the run or collapsing the pocket. The Seahawks pressured Aaron Rodgers 19 times in Week 2. Seattle's edge speed also must be muted, and the back seven makes plays from Bobby Wagner to Richard Sherman to Earl Thomas. It's a very good tackling team. A steady diet of runs from Matt Forte, Jeremy Langford, and Jaquizz Rodgers, and a big game from Martellus Bennett will be key in moving the chains. There will be moments where a big play will need to be made, and on the road in that noisy stadium, the Bears' execution has very little room for error. On to defense, and it's back to dealing with a mobile quarterback this week for the Bears. Few are better than Russell Wilson at creating throwing windows with his feet and pump fakes to get defenders in the air and grasping at it when they try to tackle him on the move. Wilson is at his best when he's controlling the tempo and attacking defenses. However, he can be attacked as well. St. Louis sacked him 6 times, the Packers twice. Seattle's offensive line has several new pieces and is yet to gel. The Bears will want to get after that offensive line and get to stopping Marshawn Lynch. He's one of the premier tackle breakers in football, so coming downhill with an aggressive and fundamental approach with multiple bodies is really the only way to jam him up. If he gets going, he'll wear out a defense. Wilson throws to a confident stable of tough-minded receivers, but they've yet to include new tight end Jimmy Graham into the passing game, at least not at the level he's become used to. He's been targeted only 10 times in 2 games. So he's a weapon the Bears have to zero in on this week. On to special teams, and field position will be a huge key for the Bears. Special teams penalties or returns that don't reach the 20 will just complicate the play calling to coordinator Adam Gase and fuel an already hyped up crowd. So will big Seattle returns. It'll be another challenge for the Bears with rookie returner Tyler Lockett and his 4.35 speed. He took back a punt 57 yards for a touchdown in St. Louis. He scored twice on returns in the preseason, one punt, one kickoff return. The Bears have been burned already by Green Bay rookie Ty Montgomery and Cardinals rookie David Johnson, who took the opening kickoff for a touchdown last week. Preventing the big play will be a key component in pulling an upset. On to intangibles. And I say no fear because Seattle was 3-3 after the first 6 games a year ago and finished a play shy of winning the Super Bowl. Therefore, a winless start that they have in 2 games doesn't sweat them. An 0-3 start might. However, it's their home opener, and the link will be rocking with the 12s, the loudest fan base in the NFL. And the Bears will have to mute that noise with their execution, particularly in the running game. The Bears want to be an aggressive physical team in every phase. This is the game and the place to play just like that, no matter the impact of the war of attrition on the game day active roster. That's going to do it for Keys to the Game this week. Be sure to listen to myself and Tom Thayer on News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM, WDBM. We'll start our pregame coverage at noon, kickoff 3:25 from Seattle. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time on ChicagoBears.com.